I have dreamed. I want to talk to you about who we are in Christ. In Genesis chapter 37, we see Joseph dreaming of greatness. Joseph was the 11th son of Jacob, and Jacob's name has now been changed to Israel. In verse 5, the Bible says, "Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers." Verse 6, "So he said to them, 'Please hear this dream which I have dreamed.'" I find it interesting that children and young adults worldwide dream of greatness. In verse 2, the Bible tells us that Joseph is 17 years old when he dreams these dreams. As I was reading through literature and stories from Compassion International and Gospel for Asia, I was amazed to hear these young children from poverty-stricken regions of the world have dreams of becoming doctors, professional athletes, and men and women of influence when they grow up. Regardless of where we grow up or the circumstances in which we were born, there's a deep sense to grow up and be significant, to be influential in this world. As I pondered this, I believe the answer is found in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when God spoke and said, "Let us make man in our image." You see, we were created in God's image. We were created for greatness. We were created for power. We were created to walk in great authority. Why do I say that? Because in Psalm chapter 8, verses 4 through 5, the Bible says, "What is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor." Man has been created in God's image, and he's crowned us with glory and honor. Let's look at another scripture, Matthew chapter 28, verse 18. Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." I want to look at the word authority, because I believe if we get these truths down, if we get these truths within us, it will drastically change our lives. In Greek, the word authority is exousia, which can be translated into authority, jurisdiction, liberty, power, or strength. In the Strong's Concordance, the word superhuman is also listed in the definition. Why do you say that? I know that Jesus has all authority, you might say. Well, let's go to Luke chapter 10, verse 19, where Jesus says, "Behold, I give you the authority, the exousia, to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." In Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, Jesus says that all authority has been given to him. But now in Luke chapter 10, verse 19, Jesus has given us the same authority. Once we realize who we are in Christ and that we've been adopted into the kingdom of heaven, we walk in a whole new confidence, not arrogance, but confidence in Christ. Satan, the great adversary, desires to keep us pressed down, to keep us from realizing our potential, to keep Christians from walking in the authority that God has given us. Why does Satan do that? Because Satan knows Scripture, and he knows that great authority has been given to man when we operate in the name of Jesus Christ. Satan is powerless against that name. When we arise in the authority of who we are in Christ, the enemy flees and trembles before the God who is within us. Let's learn who we are in Christ and make some declarations into the kingdom of God. Repeat after me. John 8:31-33, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am set free." John 17:21-23, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am one in Christ." 2 Corinthians 5:20, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am an ambassador for Christ." Romans 8:17, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am an heir of God and joint heir with Christ." Romans 8:15, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am adopted into God." Ephesians 1:4, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare, I am holy and without blame before Him." Lord, you are so good. We thank you for revealing these truths to us. May we receive these truths and arise into our authority. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.